Zepto nears $450 million funding at a $7 billion valuation led by US pension fund. GCCs go all in on Indian AI talent. VCs onboard startup operators for sharper bets. Bengaluru startups are looking to move north to combat crumbling ORR. Infra.market files for a 5,000 crore IPO via confidential route.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we are starting with our breaking news first. Quick commerce player Zepto is closing in on a massive funding round, about $450 million at a $7 billion valuation. Now, what's interesting is who's leading the charge. The round is being co-led by US pension fund CalPERS, yes, the California Public Employees Retirement System, alongside Zepto's existing investor General Catalyst. Now, other backers like Avenir, Avra, Lightspeed, Gladebrook, the Stepstone Group and Nexus Venture Partners are also topping up to maintain their stakes. Now, this comes just a few months after we at Money Control reported that Zepto was in talks for a $500 million fundraise at the same valuation. So, looks like India's youngest techicon is hopeful and is still riding the investor confidence wave in quick commerce. All right, from quick commerce, let's move to AI. And this is a big one. So, global capability centers or GCCs are going all in on India's artificial intelligence talent. So remember when these centers were just glorified back offices? Well, not anymore. India is now hosting about 6 lakh AI professionals. That's 16% of the global pool, second only to the US. And it's expected to double down to 12.5 lakh by 2027. Now, the demand is booming, a 131% year-on-year surge in hiring with 3,500 roles open right now. Now, companies aren't just outsourcing grunt work. It seems like GCCs are now piloting AI use cases that directly shape business outcomes. Now, for instance, Tesco's Bengaluru Center has reported about 35 to 40% productivity gains thanks to AI deployment. And what's even more fascinating is that tools like GitHub Copilot and Agentic AI are helping these centers cut experimentation cycles from a year down to just 90 days. How's about that? So India's GCCs aren't just about efficiency anymore. They are becoming global AI innovation hubs too. All right, let's switch gears to venture capital. We are seeing an interesting trend emerge. So startup operators crossing over to become VCs. How interesting is that? So funds are no longer just writing checks. They are bringing in operators, people who have built and scaled startups to add real execution muscle. And the numbers back it too. So over 16 executives have crossed the aisle in the past 2 years. We are talking alumni from Flipkart, LinkedIn, Boat, and BharatPay now donning VC hats. Now, why? Well, founders increasingly prefer investors who've been in the trenches, people who know what it's like to scale, stumble, and pivot. It brings empathy, networks, and sharper decision-making for all these VC firms. But industry watchers say this is making venture capital a lot more smarter and more hands-on. The next time a founder gets funded, it may come with not just money, but a battle-tested playbook. All right, from capital to real estate and infra, and this one hits close to home if you've ever been stuck in Bengaluru traffic. Now, the Outer Ring Road or ORR, which once carried the weight of India's tech boom, is literally crumbling. Poor roads, floods, and endless congestion. Now, startups and tech firms are looking north now. So, BlackBuck has already announced it's moving out of Belandur. The company's CEO, Rajesh Yabaji, made that clear in a viral post. We all spoke about it in our podcast, saying poor infra left them with no choice. Now, the company will split operations between Whitefield and Koramangala. Now, it's not just BlackBuck. If you look at it, North Bengaluru and Whitefield are emerging as hot spots with cheaper rents, better infra, and easier airport access thanks to the Purple Line and the upcoming Blue Line Metro. Now, big names are already making moves. Infosys, Amazon, SAP Labs, Boeing, TCS, all are scouting or setting up north. But there's a kicker here. Firms on ORR today contribute about $22 billion, nearly a third of Bengaluru's IT revenue. Yet the narrow roads and constant flooding are crippling operations. So urban planners have told us that projects like the peripheral ring road and the 288-kilometer satellite town ring road could speed up the northward shift, turning Devanahalli into the next big hub. So Bengaluru's tech map is being redrawn. Hope it's not one pothole at a time. All right, next up, one for the IPO trackers. Infrared Market, the Axle-backed construction materials platform, has filed for a 5,000 crore rupees IPO through the confidential route. Now, the issue is expected to be 50-50 split between fresh issue and offer for sale. And this comes just weeks after the company raised about 730 crore in a Series G round. We spoke about this in our podcast. This was led by Nikhil Kamath's family office, NK Squared, along with contributions from founders Souvik Sengupta, Aditya Sharda, and existing backers like Axle, Tiger Global, and Nexus. So the company's valuation in that round was around $2.8 billion. So with India's infra push gaining momentum, I think Infra.Market market is clearly betting this is the right time to hit public markets. Finally, let's talk crypto. Bybit, the world's second largest crypto exchange, is doubling down on India. So after registering with the Financial Intelligence Unit, the company has seen triple the daily signups since its September relaunch. In fact, Michelle Dora, who heads regulated expansion, told Money Control that they are planning to expand teams here and may even launch a crypto debit card for Indian users. Of course, we all know that regulation will be the big test. But this move slightly signals that despite policy uncertainties, India is too big a crypto market to ignore for all the big players. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get a podcast from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off. A quick heads up, we won't be having a podcast tomorrow. We'll be back right after with more updates from the world of startups and tech.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.